Welcome to the Planet Zeta podcast. PlanetZeta.com. We do security and SEO. So what's happened in the last week in the world of security? Or the lack of security, we should say. One thing is that people who want to rank well in Google don't think they need security, which is understandable to some degree because they think, well, what's the worst someone can do to my site? The worst they can do to your site is make you lose tens of thousands of dollars, if not destroy your company, by hacking your site. If you get hit by Google, that is bad. And even before you get hit by Google, other sites will start detecting there's an issue and you will lose money. That's a problem we handled for people who just want SEO and then realize they need security as well. But never blame these people. These people are doing the right thing for their company. They need SEO. They just don't understand the importance of security and how security goes along with making sure your site is always available and always ranking the best. And that is our jobs as security researchers, explain to people and make it more understandable that SEO and security are like peanut butter and jelly. You can't have one effectively without having another. Because if you start ranking really well, you make it maybe more likely to be hacked. Now I know unmade bots will hit any site, but the higher up you are, the more attention you draw, the more likely you are to be hacked. That's just granted. 46 million mobile phones, I don't know why this is being reported, but 46 million mobile phones were breached. Again, 46 million. And I'm not seeing sites reporting on it. I'm not sure why. Maybe this issue was reported on when it was initially announced, but they've now identified how the theft happened. The theft of data, that is. So, this happened in Malaysia, and they believe it was an employee involved, or employees, involved with transferring data. Now, this brings up a bunch of questions as to, there's allegedly sites selling the data, everything on there, from 13 mobile phone carriers in Malaysia. But this raises the question as to how were they able to access that data? Why wasn't it protected against this type of issue? There's just so many things that could be asked here and should be asked that it would go far beyond any podcast should go. Let's just say the Malaysian mobile carriers have some room to improve, and definitely, on their security, and we hope they do. In the meantime, we hope that those who committed the crimes are identified correctly and will be handled properly. Also, another lesson we learned here is don't believe everything you read. And this is because a site that said you could check to see if you were hacked in Malaysia was, in fact, a site to educate users on phishing scams, but the site went viral, and it looked like an official website. The creator came forward and said, "This site is fake." When people click on to do something, it tells them this is a site that is fake to teach you about phishing scams. Yet still, people were jumping all over it. Now, I'm not blaming the creator at all, and I understand that his intentions appear to have been for educational purposes, but people need to learn that not everything is as it looks, especially as online, especially online. There are plenty of scam sites out there ready to rip you off, especially when there is an emergency or a hack or anything that causes distress. They will take extreme advantage of those situations. They'll try to take advantage of other situations, but you will hopefully be more careful and realize that it's a scam, but not everyone does. A lot of people actually don't. Now, quick advertisement. PlanetZooter.com is having a Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale going on the entire month of November from November 20th till the end of November. We are cutting our prices down for trying to make sure you get the best security, in our opinion, and the best SEO services, again, in our opinion, available to you at a reduced cost for a Black Friday and Cyber Monday celebration for the rest of the month. Now back to news on security. And in 94 days, as of November 20th, Australian companies will have to start reporting data breaches, and it will be mandated. This is good for customers to know who has been hacked and who hasn't, and while it may not be good for brands, it's good for customer awareness. Customer awareness is a very important thing, and while you may think that downplaying a hack is helping them, it actually isn't. We look forward to seeing how Australia's new law works and what companies will start reporting issues. Due to laws like this and other laws, we expect to see an uptick of reports that companies were hacked. Not because companies are hacked all the time. A while back, we worked with a music industry company who had a bunch of recordings that hadn't been released yet. And someone in India, who they had hired, who was leaving, said they were living in California, so they hired them. Now, they probably would have hired them there in India anyways. Doesn't matter where anyone is in the world, it matters if they can do a good job. What occurred was that person was actually living out of a flea-ridden motel in India and downloaded all of their music without telling them, and that was not part of their agreement. The company was very angry that anyone had access to that stash of unreleased media. And due to law, they had to inform their customers. In other news, Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC, accidentally exposed a bunch of data due to a misconfigured Amazon storage service where they kept said data. This is unfortunate, but the mistake was reported and corrected. Now let's talk about SEO for a moment. What is SEO? Some people are still selling, and I can't believe this, but some companies, giant companies, are selling snake oil, basically. They'll get you listed on directories. Okay, that's nice. That's nice. They'll set up IP addresses that link to you. Okay, what? They'll do all sorts of things. That was fine in the early 2000s, but now penalizes a company. And when I say that's fine, that was clearly sarcasm. If you didn't detect that, I'm sorry. Some directories, however, are fine to be on, like podcast directories. But when you're spamming the web and charging people to spam the web, and you're a huge company, that's a problem. Now, if there's a legitimate reason as to why you should post something on a site, then that's okay. But if you're just spamming on creating websites to spam, you are hurting the companies that you're saying you're trying to help. Now, what do you need to rank well? Well, the old saying is content, 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 content. Okay, sure. Yeah, that's true. You do need content. But you also need so much more than just content. Google ranks by usability of your site. Google ranks by tons of metrics, not just by content. But let's look at the content side. If you just put in spam and call that content, is that good? No. The content has to be understandable by people and by robots. And I don't mean androids, I mean bots that scan the web. Web crawlers is what they're really called. So, when you make content, yes, that content needs to be optimized for search engines. But that content shouldn't be just for optimization. There's a balance between the two things. We want to cover SEO in more detail because we've been covering security for the last two podcasts. And we want to cover SEO. So please stay tuned. We are going to dive into SEO and we're going to dive into the nitty-gritty of it and explain to you what you really need and what you really don't need. So that's what you can look forward to listening to next week. And we will try to throw in some security-related issues as well. But we are really going to be diving and deep into SEO, but trying to make it easy to understand. So we look forward to you listening to episode 3 of Planet Zuda's Security and SEO podcast, and we hope you subscribe and keep listening. Have a great Thanksgiving if you're in the US, and if you're not, have a great week. And don't forget to check out planetzuda.com.